Well, lots of high school sports on a Thursday night, so let's get to recapping that from last evening. At the Tiger Knight Relays up in Carroll last night, on the girls' side, Boone was the champ with 121 points. Dennison with 102 was second. Dallas Center, Grimes, Creston, Harlan round out the top five. Atlantic had a double win last night from Taylor Hansen as she picked up a win in the 200-meter event and also was part of the 1,600-meter medley relay team that was a winner. Also on the boys' side, it was Carroll winning the championship with 108 points. Atlantic was the runner-up with 90. Boone and Harlan were third and fourth, with Kemper Catholic fifth place. Grant Reed of Atlantic was a winner in the 110 high hurdles, as he had a time of 14.62 seconds, one of the best in the state this year. Brendan Holmes also was a winner in the 400-meter hurdles, as he won that event. Jackson Eden also was a winner for Atlantic last night, taking the 1,600-meter event. At the Griswold Tiger Relays last night, it was Shenandoah and Audubon posting team victories in the AA event last night. Shenandoah, with 133.5 points, was better than Clarindo at 102. St. Albert, Logan Magnolia, and Trainer were the top five teams. Jake Servin and Logan Roberts each picked up three wins last night for the Mustangs. Also last night in the Class A division, Audubon's Mitchell Nelson had four wins last night, helping the Wheelers to the team title with 147 points. Griswold had 126 points for second. Fremont Mills, Riverside, and Bedford, the top five teams. Nelson was a winner in the 110 high hurdles. He also took the 400-meter hurdles and was part of two winning relay teams last night. David Thompson helped out the Griswold effort last evening as he won the 800, the 1600, and the 3200 meters. A.J. Hartman won the 100, and Jaden Jonke took the long jump also for the Tigers last night. Also in track and field, at the ALTJ Invitational in Council Bluffs, the Glenwood girls, with 158 points, were the winners. Abe Lincoln, Thomas Jefferson, Lewis Central, and St. Albert round out the rest of the field. Glenwood had a total of six victories in that meet last night. At the Timberwolf Invitational in Corning, it was Shenandoah with 119 points, winning the team title. Bedford, with 81, was second. Nottoway Valley, Southwest Valley, and Griswold round out the top five in that girls' meet last night. As for Nottoway Valley, Destiny Scar won three events last night, the 1,500, the 3,000, and she was part of the 4x400-meter relay winning team last night. Southwest Valley got wins from Elizabeth Herzberg in the 400 hurdles and Danica Sunderman in the discus. So Griswold also had a couple of relay wins, the shuttle hurdle and the 1,600 medley relay last night. At the Cowboy Invitational at Sydney, Nish Nabotna was a winner with 104 points, edging East Mills, who had 102. Sydney, Stanton, and Glenwood's JV round out the top five in that event last night. Also, West Central Valley relays last night over in Stewart. It was Underwood winning with 141 points, winning the championship in that boys' meet. Also, Nick Peterson of the Underwood Eagles won the 110 hurdles and the 400-meter hurdles and also was part of the 4x400-meter relay team that was a winner, helping Underwood to the boys' title. On the girls' side, West Central Valley at 151 points. Cam was third with 71 points last night. Cam had a couple of wins in the relays. They took the 4x400 and the shuttle hurdle relay titles last night in high school track. High school golf last night in girls action, it was Atlantic outscoring Clarindo 159-209. Erin Olson of Atlantic had the low round. She was medalist with a 35. Brooke Newell of Atlantic shot 38 for runner-up honors. Also last night, it was Lewis Central over Red Oak, 236-252. Creston beat Southwest Valley, 197-237. Kemper Catholic over Dennison, 182-219. Trainer shot a 188 to beat Missouri Valley, who didn't have a team score. It was Tri-Center edging Audubon, 237-240. Georgia Weidel of Audubon was medalist with a 51. Also, Earlham won a three-way meet last night. Earlham shot 252, West Central Valley a 279, and Nottoway Valley didn't have a full team score. In boys golf last night, it was Atlantic over Clarindo, 152-159. Carlton Ron of Clarindo was medalist, shooting a 35. He won a three-hole playoff against Ben Reno of Atlantic, who was the runner-up, also shooting 35 last night. Shenandoah won a three-way meet with a 164 to beat Creston, who shot 172, and Southwest Valley, who posted a 236. Glenwood beat Plattsmouth 170-216. Nebraska City had a 218 in that three-team meet. Kemper Catholic topping Dennison 144-183. Also last night, it was Missouri Valley edging Trainer 169-172. Audubon beat Tri-Center 185-202. Dustin Andreessen of Audubon shot 45 for medalist honors. Nottoway Valley defeated Earlham and West Central Valley. The Wolverines shot a 169, Earlham a 188, West Central Valley shot 199 last night. In high school tennis, girls action, it was Clarinda over Atlantic 9-0. Shenandoah beat Harlan 9-0 and Creston over Audubon 9-0. In boys tennis, it was Atlantic defeating Clarinda 9-0, Harlan over Shenandoah 6-3. Glenwood beat Thomas Jefferson 9-0 and Creston over Audubon 9-0. In high school soccer last night, a girls' action, it was Denison edging Atlantic by a score of 2-1. AHSTW beat Missouri Valley 5-1. Trainer over Riverside 10-0. Tri-Center beat Underwood 3-1. In boys' soccer, Atlantic over Nottoway Valley 8-1. Denison beat Harlan 2-1. AHSTW topping Missouri Valley 5-1. Glenwood beat Kemper Catholic 2-1. And it was Underwood edging Tri-Center by a 3-2 final. In baseball, another season, another no-hitter for Jake Arrieta. The Chicago Cubs ace tossed a no-hitter for the second time in 8 months last night in a 16-0 laugher against the Cincinnati Reds. Arrieta struck out 6 and allowed 4 walks in the Cubs' 15th no-hitter in team history. The gem completed when Eugenio Suarez flied out to Jason Hayward in right field. Arrieta is the second Cubs hurler to throw at least 2 no-hitters with the team, joining Ken Holtzman and Larry Corcoran. It's the first time the Reds have been no-hit in a regular season game since Rick Wise did it for Philadelphia in 1971. Arrieta's masterpiece managed to overshadow Chicago's 18-hit assault that included 5 home runs, 2 by Chris Bryant. The Cubs' third baseman went 4-for-6 with 6 RBIs and 4 runs scored, including a grand slam in the 7th inning. Ben Zobrist, David Ross, and Anthony Rizzo also went deep as the Cubs improved to a league-best 12-4 record. Elsewhere in the National League, the Dodgers beat Atlanta in 10 innings, 2-1. Miami over Washington, 5-1. Arizona beat San Francisco, 6-2. Pittsburgh outscored San Diego, 11-1. In the American League, Edinson Volquez tossed 7 sharp innings. Mike Moustakas went deep, and the Kansas City Royals pounded Mike Pelfrey in a 4-0 win over the Detroit Tigers on Thursday. Volquez retired the first 8 batters and only had to wiggle out of 1 jam when Alcides Escobar let a grounder go through his legs in the 4th inning. The Tigers went on to load the bases before Volquez struck out Jared Saltalamacchia to end it. Volquez scattered 5 hits and a walk, striking out 5. Elsewhere in the American League, Seattle beat Cleveland in 10 innings, 10-7. Tampa Bay over Boston, 12-8. The Angels beat the White Sox, 3-2. Oakland over the Yankees, 7-3. Baltimore beat Toronto, 3-2. And Texas over Houston, 7-4. One interleague game saw Minnesota beat Milwaukee by a final of 8-1. Well, the Golden State Warriors did just fine without Stephen Curry in Game 2 of their Western Conference quarterfinal series Monday. Game 3, different story, though. Houston is now within 2-1 after James Harden hit a jumper with 2.7 seconds left to send the Rockets past the Warriors 97-96 last night. The Warriors are hoping Curry can come back for Game 4 on Sunday. Kevin Durant and the Oklahoma City Thunder enjoy a 2-1 lead in the Western Conference quarterfinals after a blowout win in Dallas. Durant had 20 of his 34 points in the first half in the Thunder's 131-102 pounding of the Mavericks. Toronto also whipped Indiana 101-85 to take a 2-1 lead in that Eastern Conference quarterfinal. Well, the Tampa Bay Lightning are the first team to advance to the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Alex Killorn scored with a minute 43 left to give the Lightning a 1-0 win in Game 5 of their opening round series as they move on after beating Detroit last night. St. Louis could have joined Tampa Bay in Round 2, but the Blackhawks beat the Blues 4-3 on a goal by Patrick Kane at 2:56 in double overtime last night. Corey Crawford stopped 43 shots for the Blackhawks. They'll host Game 6 on Saturday. Pittsburgh has given itself a chance to wrap up its opening round series on home ice as Matt Murray earned his first playoff shutout and Evgeny Malkin collected 4 points as the Penguins hammered the Rangers 5-1 last night in New York. They'll try to avoid elimination Saturday in Pittsburgh. Penguins up 3-1. Road team is 4-0 in Anaheim series with Nashville as Frederik Andersen stopped 30 shots. The Ducks even their series at 2 each. As they down the Predators 4-1 in Music City, the Ducks will host Game 5 on Saturday. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Southwest Foot and Ankle Center. Call Dr. Andrew Stanislav at 800-334-5516. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.